This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
No starting lineups will be announced to the crowd here tonight, so we are set to go. Gavin Matusha to the jump circle for the Toppers. Austin Niehaus for the Purple Panthers. And we are set to go here at the McGraw Invitational. Tap one by the Purple Panthers and Niehaus, and Litchfield will get it to start. Panthers in the home white uniforms, trimmed in the purple. Purple Panthering in purple lettering across the front. Hillsboro on the road blacks tonight. Hillsboro in orange lettering across the front with the white numerals. Man-to-man for Hillsboro as Bishop attacks, tries to find a slashing Niehaus, thrown slightly behind him, picked off by Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake, coast-to-coast, can't convert the layup, and down with the rebound is Anthony Boston. Into the hands of John Corso, straight to the 10, off the left block, off the window, it's good for John Corso. No one stopped the ball that time, and that was way too easy for the Purple Panthers. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Matusch, top of the key, puts it on the deck. Bounce pass in the corner to Andre. Nick drives baseline, hangs, can't hit. Offensive rebound, Matusch put back good. Good strong rebound that time from Gavin Matusch. And we are tied at 2. 1 minute played here in the opening quarter. Nokomis beat McGivney earlier tonight, 58-24. That was a running clocker for Nokomis this evening. On the baseline, Boston will rise and hit, knock it down. Anthony Boston, 15-footer off the right baseline, 4-2 Litchfield. Here's Tekin on the right wing, into the hands of Vogel. Right back to Jace it goes. Return pass to Vogel, top of the key. Andre, foul line now to Matusch. Gavin on the catch, will turn and face, back to Tekin it goes. Vogel on the right wing, Drake Vogel. Across the floor to Andre, left wing to Tekin. Jace surveys the floor back, top of the key to Vogel, on the right wing with Andre now. Nick Andre high above his head and surveys, puts it on the deck once into the hands of Tekin. Left wing with Vogel now, 6-10, first quarter, 4-2, Litchfield leading. Here's Andre, Vogel now, back to Andre. Hillsboro trying to get inside that 2-3 zone. Nick does so, penetration rises and hits from the heart of the lane. Yes, for Nick Andre. He is so good off the bounce with that mid-range. It could be a good old-fashioned zone buster. You get him in that painted area, he is a handful. Here's Corso. He traveled. He shuffled his feet with his head fake. Second turnover on Litchfield. Gives it back to Hillsboro. 5:50 for quarter number one. This game will have a much slower pace than the one Hillsboro played on Saturday against Taylorville. That thing was up and down the floor. Taylorville put up 94 points. Andre, dangerous pass, had Vogel falling out of bounds. Drake saves it, but right to Brady Bishop out at midcourt. Brady will slow it up, wearing the brace on the ankle. That's the right ankle for Brady. Penetrates, kicks to Boston, off to Niehaus, open for three. Yes, for Austin Niehaus. Good penetration from Bishop, set up off the feed from Boston. And 7-4, Litchfield with the lead. Jace Tekin, right side of the key to Andre, right wing with Vogel. Top of the key now to Jace Tekin. Tekin back to Drake. Vogel wants the three, lines it up and knocks it down. Drake Vogel, he has had his shot on point here the last week to 10 days. Had a monster game on Saturday, 23 points. Backdoor Bishop, nice slip pass to Boston. It's good for Anthony. He has 4. 9-7, Litchfield leading. Panthers real happy to have Brady Bishop back on the floor. Foul line with Matusch. Gavin gets in the middle of the lane, kicks to Andre in the corner. One dribble, pulls up from 18, and Nick Andre knocks it down. He has 4. Good shooting early from both sides. Tied at 9, 4:23 for quarter number one. Brady Bishop back tonight for the first time since playing in the opening game with that ankle injury. Had a little fracture in there, just took time to heal. Corso pulls up baseline, no. Rebound down to Tekin. Here comes Jace, off to Vogel. Quick trigger three, left that one a little bit short. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Corso. John wants to run now, slows it up in the backcourt. And he will come across the timeline, halfway through the opening quarter. Corso out near midcourt, working on Andre. Leaves it off for Blaine Stewart. Blaine down in the block to Boston. Spins baseline, reverse layup, no. Gets his rebound back, puts it up and in. Anthony Boston, 6 first quarter points. Good effort on the second attempt there. 11-9 Litchfield, 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. We'll be at the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night. for boys action. So we'll have Gillespie Southwestern at 6:30, and then the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night will be Staunton and Mount Olive. Both those games live on FM 106. Vogel, corner, pocket three. Drake got it again. His second three of the quarter. 12-11, Hillsborough has their first lead, 3 minutes first quarter. Well, the other night against North Mac, Vogel hit four threes in the third quarter, had five or six threes Saturday, and he's off to a fast start here tonight. 15-footer from Stewart, no. Offensive rebound, Niehaus, off to Boston. Into the hands of Brady Bishop. Where's number one for Litchfield? Pulls up, deep three, yes. Welcome back, Brady Bishop. Thank you very much. No hesitation on the deep three ball. 14-12 Litchfield, 2.5 minutes first quarter. Here's Tekin, tries baseline. Slip pass Matouche, Gavin too strong. Gets his own rebound back at the foul line. Now Matouche attacks and threw it away. Tried to step through the double team and pass at the same time, and the accuracy was not there. Second turnover on the Toppers. McCamick out, Brock Belliver in for Hillsborough. Brock a 6'3 senior. Dylan Smale going to check in for the Toppers as well, 5'8 sophomore, replacing Jace Tekin. Good game early. 14-12 Litchfield leading. Final from Panther Gym, Civic Memorial beats Ramsey 55-32. The Ramsey Rams 0-2 through pool play as Corso rises off the window. It's good for John for about 8 feet. He has 4 points and a 4-point lead for Litchfield, 16-12. 2 minutes first quarter. Vogel, cross-court pass to Smale. Entry pass to Belliver, tipped out of play. It'll stay with Hillsborough inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. It'll be Smale to throw in. Toppers line everybody up along the baseline. Smale gets it left wing to Vogel. Drake back to Smale in the corner. Dylan on the left block. Matouche draws a crowd, kicks back. Smale open for three. Yes. Dylan Smale knocks down the three. Good offense there. Throw it inside. Let the defense collapse. Matouche, smart basketball play, kicks out to the open three-point shooter. 16-15 Litchfield. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. Corso out front being guarded by Andre. Here's Blake McGill driving baseline and lost the handle, turned it over. Third Litchfield turnover. Here comes Vogel. Smale back to Drake. Quick trigger. Three. Drake was with the back pedal, Curry style, but that one rims out no good, and it'll be Litchfield ball. 80 seconds first quarter. You can always tell when a shooter likes it off the release. And Drake liked that one. It just didn't go down. 70 seconds first quarter. Blake McGill has been starting all year, but with Brady Bishop back in the lineup tonight, Blake coming off the bench. He's had a very good junior season for Litchfield. Corso on the penetration with the shovel. Niehaus wasn't ready for it, threw his hands out of bounds. I tell you what, that's one of those passes. Austin's lucky he got his hands up when he did. Otherwise, it would have deflected right off his face. Final minute, first quarter. Left elbow feed to Matouche. Gavin turns, faces, splits a double. Now in the corner, Vogel wants it again. Got it again. Drake Vogel, his third triple of the quarter. He has 9. Hillsborough has a 2-point lead, 18-16. Clock running, 35 seconds, first quarter. Here's Brady Bishop crossing over. Vogel stays right with him. Now Bishop drives baseline, pulls it back, leaves it for Niehaus on the right wing. Austin Niehaus pivots around. Bishop, he's almost out of bounds, triggers the three off the heel too strong. Man, he was on the right wing and literally was almost standing on the sideline, but he still rose and fired. Vogel, open. Yes, Drake Vogel on fire. A dozen for Vogel, four threes in the quarter. 21-16 Toppers, 8 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Blaine Stewart. Gets to the baseline, gets to a spot, pulls up, rattles it down, does Blaine Stewart. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. What an entertaining quarter. After 8 minutes, Hillsborough leading Litchfield 21-18. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. What a quarter. Hillsborough put in 5 3-pointers. They lead 21-18. Get the basketball to start the second quarter. Drake Vogel hit 4 threes by himself in the opening quarter. Toppers, though, start the quarter with a turnover. Tried to feed the high post to Matouche, knocked away by Litchfield, and here comes Brady Bishop across the timeline. Brady Bishop, top of the key, with McGill. That three-pointer blocked by Tekin, deflected right to Corso, lays it up and in. John Corso, right place, right time. That's frustrating if you're Hillsborough. Tekin on the great closeout block, but the ball bounces Litchfield's way. 21-20, Toppers. Here's Vogel on the right wing. Top of the key, between the circles to Smale, right back to Drake. High post to Matouche. Gavin, Jace, 4-3. Back rim to Too Strong, rebound down to Austin Niehaus for Litchfield. Brady Bishop across the timeline. Vogel waits for him there. Back to John Corso at the volleyball spike line. Gets to the foul line, kicks to Blaine Stewart. Blaine, dribble drive off the window. It's good for Stewart. Blaine's second bucket puts Litchfield back in front, 22-21. Vogel across the timeline, leaves for Smale. Top of the key feed to Matouche. Gavin faces, draws a crowd, now picks up the dribble at the foul line, back to Tekin. Jace to Smale, looking for Bellever. Brock wasn't ready for it, turned it over. Smale probably should have just shot it, too unselfish. Here's Corso to the foul line, spinning. Down to the baseline it goes to McGill. Nice slip pass to Niehaus. Austin goes up and down for the deuce. Bellever was straight up there. Good defense by Brock. Better offense from Austin Niehaus. 24-21 Litchfield. Vogel on the right wing. Drake Vogel at the foul line to Matouche. High, low, and he threw it away. He was looking for Bellever down there. Just threw it too tall, and out of bounds it goes. Anthony Boston returns for Litchfield, replacing Austin Niehaus. So for the Panthers, you've got Bishop, Corso, Stewart, McGill, and Boston. The Toppers counter with Bellever, Matouche, Tekin, Andre, and Vogel. Here's Brady Bishop, top of the key. Brady blows by Vogel to the 10. The layup is good. Brady Bishop with five, a little finger roll finish. 26-21 Panthers. Litchfield on a mini little run here. Toppers need a good possession with the bucket. Here's Andre, right side of the key. Oh, he lost the handle. Picked up by Bishop. Brady up and down for the left-hand deuce. And Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 5:32 for the first half. Litchfield leading Hillsborough 28-21. Back to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational following these messages on WSMI. A 10-0 run for Litchfield to start the second quarter. They lead by 7, 28-21. Here's Vogel to the foul line. Backdoor leads for Andre off the window. It's good. Man, Nick Andre can get off the floor. He has six. That ends the 10-0 run for Litchfield. Now the Toppers need to stop defensively. Brady Bishop with the left-hand bounce. Oh, gets by Vogel. Now he's trapped on the baseline. Going to try to step through. Ripped away by Jace Tekin. Off to Andre, who almost lost it, but he takes it away from Corso. Nick, straight down the heart of the floor. Underhand shovel late to Vogel, out of bounds, turned over. That's the second time Hillsborough's been too unselfish. Smale did it a moment ago. Andre did it right there. They had wide open looks. In Andre's case, it was a layup, but he tried to pass it off to his right along the baseline, and Vogel wasn't ready for it. He was crashing the boards for an offensive rebound opportunity. Here is Blaine Stewart. Leaves it back for Brady Bishop. Into the hands of John Corso. Brady's been practicing for a couple of weeks for Litchfield. He's back tonight for the first time since the opening game of the season. On the baseline, McGill. Oh, nice. Ball fake. Attacks and rattles it down. Blake McGill threw the ball fake. The defender flew right by, and he attacked for the easy deuce. 30-23 Litchfield. Matouche had it poked away from behind on the attack. Eighth Hillsborough turnover. Here comes Litchfield. Bishop leaves it in the corner for McGill. Off to Blaine Stewart. Blaine puts it on the deck. Kicks to Corso. 4-3. John rattled it out. No good. Rebound down to Jace. Here comes Tekin across the timeline. Tekin in the corner. It goes to Vogel. Drake. Deep three. Got it again. When you're hot, you're hot. And Drake Vogel is hot. He's got 15 all from beyond the arc. 30-26 Litchfield. Here's Corso attacking. Oh, what a finish through traffic and contact. John Corso with eight. Three bodies wind up on the deck after that play. And we continue down the floor with no whistle. Oh, Ian Malloy checked in, gets all the way to the front of the rim, and it's good for Malloy off the bounce pass from Gavin Matouche. Ian's a 6'2 sophomore. Back door, Corso's pass stolen by Tekin. I think Jace baited him. Slips it to Vogel, left-hand layup, no. Offensive rebound, Tekin, foul. free throws for Jace Teakin. That's the first foul of the ball game. 3:09 to play in the first half, and we have our first foul. That might be a record. Been a good flow to this game. And that's why when we did that game with Hillsborough and Taylorville the other day, there was about 72 fouls in that ball game, it seemed. Free throw for Teakin is good. For Jace, his first point of the ball game. Substitutions now. Dylan Smale back for Hillsborough, replacing Andre. Blaine Stewart checks out for Litchfield. Austin Niehaus back on the floor. Second free throw for Jace. Rattled out, no good. Rebound, Matouche put back, no. Malloy had it, lost it off of Ian. It'll be Litchfield ball. 3:05, first half, 32-29, Litchfield leading. Toppers led by three after one. Litchfield started the second quarter in a 10-0 run. Bishop angles over towards the Litchfield bench to check with Drew Logan. Across the timeline comes the senior point guard. Niehaus feeds to Boston in the high post. Off to Blake McGill. Jab step now, three, yes, for Blake McGill. He's got five, and Joe Vanza wants another timeout. 2:45 for the first half. Litchfield leading Hillsborough 35-29. This is the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Hillsborough gets the ball down to Matouche. Left block, spins baseline with the left hand off the window. It's good for Gavin Matouche. Very nice move for Matouche. 3-point lead for Litchfield. 2:20 first half. High post to Boston. In the corner, Bishop open for three. Yes. Brady Bishop, 10 points for the senior in his first game back since the opening game of the year. 37-31 Panthers. Teakin on the left wing leads for Matouche. Right back to Teakin, drives baseline. Jace lost the handle, not able to save it as he was out of bounds. That will be turnover number 9 on the Toppers. Back to Litchfield it goes, up by 6 with the ball. Blaine Stewart at the table. He'll check in at the next whistle for Litchfield. Brady Bishop takes his time into the front court. Gets a high ball screen on the left wing with Niehaus. Austin Niehaus is fouled by Matouche. First foul of the game on Hillsborough comes at the minute 49 mark of the first half. I really don't think I've ever seen this few fouls called in the first half of a ball game. And it's not that they're just not calling fouls. Litchfield and Hillsborough are doing a real good job of playing basketball without fouling. Here's Bishop. Nice crossover. Gets to the paint. Layup, no. Played through the contact there. Into the hands of Teakin. Here comes Jace. Kicks it. Vogel open. 4-3. Got it again. Drake Vogel. His sixth three of the half. He has 18 points. 37-34 Toppers. Woo! Excuse me. 37-34 Panthers with 80 seconds to play in the first half. Bishop off to Niehaus. In the corner to Blaine Stewart. For the answer, yes! Blaine Stewart knocks down the corner pocket triple. He has 7, 40-34 Litchfield. What a game. Matouche at the right elbow. Spins around, now attacks, and he's fouled on the floor. Second team foul with 62 seconds to play in the first half. And it's on Anthony Boston. So both fouls on Litchfield whistled on Boston here in the first half. That's frustrating if you're Anthony. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. Jace Teakin gets it to Vogel. Quick trigger. Got it again. Holy cow. 21 for Vogel. 7 threes in the half. He was putting that one up basically as soon as he caught it. Quick release. Money. 40-37 Litchfield. Clock running. 45 seconds for the half. Brady Bishop on the right wing. Keeps the dribble alive. And now he's going to be fouled by Jace Teakin. First on Jace, second on the Toppers. seconds for the first half. Ian Malloy will check out. He gave Hillsborough some nice minutes here in the first half. Brock Bellaver back on the floor for Hillsborough. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Brady Bishop. Brady working on Teakin. On the blow by, rejected by Bellaver. It'll be Litchfield ball. Brady did a great job to get to the rim, and then he faked to the right and tried the left-hand scoop. Bellaver, with his length, was able to swat it away. On the baseline, Corso, looking, gets it into Blake McGill. Half a minute first half. Blake, wild shot, air ball, but it goes right to Niehaus. Put back, no. Back tap picked up by Blaine Stewart. He wants the three ball. Yes, Blaine Stewart. He has 10. 43-37 Litchfield, 15 seconds for the first half. What a shooting display on both sides here in the first half tonight. 8 seconds. Andre almost lost the handle. That pass is tipped in the backcourt, corralled by Vogel with three. Drake rises, and he missed it. That was a contested deep three fading at the buzzer. After two quarters, it is Litchfield, 43. Hillsboro, 37. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthendale, and Greenville. We welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Couple more finals for you at the Oakville Invitational. Roxana beats Carlisle 58-41. And at the girls' Sangamon County Tournament, Auburn over Riverton 56-21. Here we go. Set for the third quarter. Litchfield will get it to start. McGill on the floor with Niehaus, Corso, Boston, Bishop, and Stewart. As Boston holds the foul line, gives back now to Brady Bishop. Toppers in man-to-man defense. Tekin, and they're going to get offensive on Brady Bishop right there. Jay stayed right with them, and then Brady used that off-arm to create some space. Seventh turnover, third team foul, first personal foul on Brady Bishop. On the floor for Hillsboro, McCamick, Vogel, Andre Matouche, and Tekin. Can Drake Vogel keep up this shooting performance that we saw in the first half? That's one of the better shooting performances you will see as McCamick spins baseline and puts it up and in off the window for Dylan McCamick, his first bucket. Pulls the toppers to within four, 43-39. Brady Bishop gets a high ball screen, gets to the right elbow, rises, left it short, and the rebound down to Andre. Here comes Nick, pushing into the front court. No one stops him. All the way to the rim. Hangs, can't hit. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Tip won't go, and the rebound down to Boston. Good job. I think that was Niehaus, who just went straight up and forced a tough look from Andre. Corso drives baseline, got caught in the air and turned it over. Picked off by Matouche. Gavin, lead pass for Vogel, can't handle it, but it's tipped by Litchfield, and it will stay with Hillsboro. 6:43 for the third quarter, 43-39, Litchfield leading. Tekin on the baseline, looking. We'll lob it out to Andre. Rises, heart of the lane, yes, for Nick Andre. Andre has eight, and Hillsboro within two, 43-41, 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's John Corso, gets into the paint, kicks in the corner. Austin Niehaus drives, stripped away by Andre. Ball is loose in the backcourt, picked up by Nick, stripped and fouled by Niehaus. Two free throws for Nick Andre. Well, that was a battle the whole way down the floor there. That ball was loose as Andre and Boston were both trying to corral. Eventually, Andre did corral, and then Niehaus commits the foul, his first. Free throw is short for Andre. Hillsboro now just one of three at the free throw line. Fouls have been limited here tonight. Free throw for Andre is good. A lot of the iron, but down it goes for Nick Andre. 43-42 Litchfield, 6:15 third quarter. Here's Bishop into the right corner. On the right wing with Anthony Boston. Here's Niehaus on the curl. Ball fake to the rim. Partially deflected by Andre. Picked up underneath by McCamick. Into the hands of Andre. Hillsboro can retake the lead with the bucket. 6 minutes, third quarter. 2-3 zone for Litchfield as Andre brings it between the circles. Off to Tekin. High post to Matouche. Gavin lobs it down to McCamick. Nice touch. The putback is good for Dylan McCamick. He tapped it to himself and then laid it in at the front of the rim. 44-43 Hillsboro back in front. First time they've led since the end of the first quarter. Here's Bishop in the left corner. Off it goes to Niehaus. Austin Niehaus on the left wing. Feeds the block to Boston. Anthony Boston, one dribble. Off it goes to Corso, right wing. John Corso being guarded by Andre. Corso on the back pedal now. We're going to get a block on Andre. That was some tight defense on Nick Andre. He was frustrating Corso a little bit there. And on the block, Corso was able to extend that arm a little bit and create some space, but the block came first. First foul of the half on Hillsborough. First personal on Nick Andre. Sideline trigger, stage side here at Simmons. Corso gets it into Stewart. Bland at the foul line, creates space, rises, off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound, Boston. Kicks to Niehaus. Austin looks for Corso, left block. John kicks out. Brady Bishop, nice ball fake, rises for three, left it a little short, and the rebound down to McCamick. And he throws it away on the outlet. He tried a long bounce pass up the sideline, and it goes out of bounds for the 10th turnover. Andrew Logan wants a timeout. 4:55, quarter number three. Hillsborough now in front over Litchfield, 44-43. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Out of the timeout, the Panthers get it down to Corso on the left block. He rises and hits and draws the foul. Second team foul of the half on Hillsborough. The free throw no good for Corso, and the rebound down to the Toppers. 45-44 Litchfield, and now a travel on Matouche. That'll be the 11th turnover on Hillsborough. Blake McGill back in for the Purple Panthers, replacing Austin Niehaus. Brock Belliver to the table for the Toppers. He will replace Gavin Matouche. So the record for three-pointers made in a single game is 8. It is held by 5 different players. Drake Vogel has 7, all coming in the first half. Bishop rises for 3, top of the key, left it short. You wonder if he's going to get a little bit tired with his legs here, not having played in so long. Vogel to tie the tournament record, no sir, and the rebound down to Blake McGill. Record for 3-pointers in the whole tournament is Bishop. That's a deep one off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Anthony Boston. The putback is good. 8 for Boston. The 3-game record is 15. Right now, Vogel has 13 playing in his second game. The 5-game record is 21, set by Mike McGraw of Litchfield back in 01. Of course, his father, now the tournament's namesake, the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. The McGraws mean so much to the Litchfield community. As McCamick stepped on the baseline, the catch, took him towards that baseline, and he knew it, and he was trying to pass it out, but just could not get it done in time. That will be turnover number 12 on Hillsborough. McCamick out, Matouche back in for Hillsborough. But back to the point about Brady Bishop, a lot of his shots here in the second half coming up short. And for the senior, hasn't played since the first game of the year. Yeah, he's a good cross-country runner. He's always in shape, but the basketball legs, it takes some time to get him in terms of game shape as Stewart drives hard and draws the foul. They will get the foul on Drake Vogel. You can't simulate game speed and intensity in practice. You can try, but you just can't get there. It'll take Brady a little bit of time to get his game legs back under him. Free throw good for Blaine Stewart. But I'll tell you what, Litchfield is real happy to have Mr. Bishop back on the floor. Free throw for Stewart, good. Gets the pair, he has a dozen. His absence gave a lot of other Purple Panthers the opportunity to step up, and they did a great job in his absence. Now they're just a little bit deeper than they were before. Here's Matouche at the foul line. Spins on Boston. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Now he tries to feed Vogel in the corner. Deflected away. Drake gets it back to Matouche. Gavin, a high wild jump stop. Gets off to Andre. He's a little bit out of control. Into the hands of Tekin. Jace rises. Yes! Count it and the foul. That was not a pretty possession by any stretch of the imagination, but it ends with a bucket and a chance for 3. Hillsborough most turned it over 2 different times before Jace bailed them out. 49-46 Litchfield. Austin Niehaus back in for the Purple Panthers, replacing Anthony Boston. 3:04 to play, third quarter. Jace Tekin at the free throw line where he's 1 of 2 tonight. And that toss rattles out, no good. Here come the Purple Panthers. 3 minutes for the third. Corso, left wing. Got caught in the air with the pass. Gets it off to Blaine Stewart. Stewart, one dribble, pulls up 18-footer off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Vogel. Here comes Drake. Lead pass to Andre. down to Tekin. Ball fake, rejected from behind by McGill. Jace gets it back. Nobody's fouled. Two more free throws for Jace Tekin. Well, we're making up for the fouls we didn't have in the first half here in the third quarter. Both teams being very aggressive, getting in to the painted area. The Litchfield foul on Brady Bishop, his second. Jace Tekin at the free throw line. He's 1 of 3 at the stripe tonight. Two-shot foul. Toss is good. Boy, that thing couldn't hit more iron and go down. It hit off the right side, kind of rolled up to the back rim, hit the front rim, and down it went. Pulls Hillsborough to within two. Vogel will get a much-deserved breather here. Dylan Smale checks in. That free throw rattles out. A lot of iron on the foul shots for Jace. He's a little frustrated going back down the floor. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. 2-point lead for Litchfield. Corso crossing over. Stripped by Bellever, but Corso gets it back to McGill. Bishop, ball fake three. Did he travel? He did. And the three-pointer went down, but Bishop traveled. Second time he's done that, shuffled his feet on the ball fake. 10th Litchfield turnover. Little things like that, that's the game speed we were alluding to a moment ago. You just move a little bit faster in game action. 2:15, third quarter. Here's Tekin in the corner to Andre. He'll fire for three, and the lead around and out, no good. Rebound down to Austin Niehaus for Litchfield. 2:05, quarter number three. Here comes Blaine Stewart working on Smale. Stewart pivots around, leaves for Bishop. Brady Bishop, I believe he has played the entire game here tonight. Hasn't come off the floor in the corner. Stewart for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound off of Matusha's hands right to Blake McGill. Puts it up and in. 7 for McGill. 51-47 Litchfield. 105 seconds, third quarter. Here's Andre. Splits through the double and draws the foul. Boy, he has such an innate ability to get inside of a defender's shoulder and draw the contact. Fifth team foul of the half on Litchfield after they committed two the entire first half. The foul on Blake McGill, his second. Free throw for Andre is good. 10 for Andre. Gets Hillsborough within three, 51-48. 102 seconds for the third quarter. Second free throw is good for Nick. He gets the pair. 51-49, Purple Panthers lead with the ball. Blaine Stewart will take his time as he walks it into the front court, met by Smale in the topper man-to-man. Dribble handoff to Blake McGill. McGill, left side of the key, picked up the bounce, feeds the free throw line to Niehaus. He moves to the right, in the corner it goes. McGill for three, got it again. Blake McGill knocks down the triple. He has 10, his second three of the game, and it's 54-49, Purple Panthers, 70 seconds, third quarter. High post to Matusch. Gavin, high-low with Bellever, kicks to Andre on the right wing. Nick dumps back down to Bellever, ill-advised, turned over. Andre had the shot, didn't take it. Third time tonight, the toppers have been too unselfish. Corso is fouled by Andre. It's a block. Fourth team foul, the half on Hillsborough. Vogel and McCamick back in. Andre and Bellever out. 58.4 seconds for the third quarter. The foul on Andre, his second. 54-49, Litchfield with the lead, and as we were about set to inbound the ball, they were on the sideline. Now the officials want to move it down to the baseline. So baseline out of bounds for the Purple Panthers. Corso slaps the ball. Gets it into Niehaus on the right block. Off the window, it's good. Good contest by McCamick, but Austin Niehaus, a good, strong finish. He has 7. The Panther lead is 7. 45 seconds for the third. Down to Matusch. Rejected by Boston. It'll be out of bounds on the baseline for Hillsborough. It'll be Smale to throw in on the left side of the lane. Dylan going to lob to Vogel. Drake, one dribble, pulls up inside the arc. Yes, for Drake Vogel. 23 for Vogel, his first bucket of the quarter. 56-51 Litchfield, half a minute for the third. Here's Corso on the left wing. John Corso on the right wing with Blake McGill. Blake to the right baseline, now to the right elbow with Boston. Into the hands of Niehaus, down to Corso, and he can't catch it clean. He goes crashing into the mat down there, and hopefully he's okay. He appears to be fine. John had a scary moment with that mat a few weeks ago in practice. Good to see he's okay there. That last foul on Andre was actually his third, not his second, for the Toppers. 12 seconds for the third. Vogel out near midcourt. A five-point lead for Litchfield. 8 seconds. Drake Vogel gets a screen for Matush. Off to Smale. Corner three, way too strong. Rebound down to Corso with two. Stripped away, and it's out of bounds, and that's the quarter. After three, it is Litchfield 56, Hillsboro 51. We're back with the money quarter from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational following these messages on WSMI. A five-point Litchfield lead as we start the money quarter. Hillsboro gets the basketball first. Tekin, Vogel, Smale, Matush, and McCamick. Down to Gavin it goes. Left block, left hand, left it short. Rebound tapped to McCamick, and he's fouled. Free throws for Dylan McCamick. Good job by Anthony Boston on the initial defense to challenge that Matush attempt. And then Boston deflected it off of himself, and it went right to McCamick. The third personal on Anthony Boston. Sixth team foul. Free throw for McCamick off the heel and no good for Dylan. We got a halftime score from Panther Gym. Actually, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Greenville leading Mount Zion 24-17. We thank AD Mark Elvers for that. McCamick gets the second free throw. He has five, and it's 56-52 Purple Panthers. Bishop, nice behind the back take, and he's fouled on the layup attempt. Brady comfortable using either hand at the rim. Boy, when a kid can use their offhand smoothly, what an advantage it is. And Brady is in that group. He has no hesitation about using that left hand around the 10. Free throw good for Bishop. You always hate to see any high school kid get injured, but especially during their senior year to have to deal with something like Brady had to the first part of this year, you just hate to see it. But it's real good to see him back now. Second free throw is good. He gets the pair, a dozen for Brady Bishop. And you know it was just destroying him to have to sit over there on the bench for as long as he did this year in street clothes. A six-point Litchfield lead, 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Tekin, top of the key, on the right wing with Nick Andre. Andre, between the circles to Vogel, back to Andre. High post to Matush, lobs down to McCamick, way too tall for Dylan, out of bounds it goes. 14th Topper turnover. Hillsboro's had some issues tonight with the high-low. 58-52, Litchfield leads with the ball. Here comes Brady Bishop, into the right corner he goes. Top of the key to Austin Niehaus, gets to the foul line, rises up, can't get it, and Andre high for the rebound, then he's fouled by Austin Niehaus. That's the seventh team foul, so we'll walk to the other end for free throws. That should be bonus time. Should be bonus time. It is. There was a little bit of confusion for a moment because, again, in the first half, we had four total fouls, two on each team in the first half. And then the third quarter, six fouls on Litchfield, five on Hillsboro in the third quarter alone. One in bonus for Andre. Toss good. A dozen points now for Nick Andre. Hillsboro was 5 of 9 from the foul line through three quarters, 2 of 3 here in the fourth. Free throw, good. A baker's dozen now for Andre, a four-point lead for Litchfield. 6:55 ball game. Again, Greenville leading Mount Zion 24-17 early in the second half over in Panther Gym. Civic Memorial beat Ramsey earlier tonight, 55-32, as McGill for three, rimmed it out, no good. Matush with a nice rebound for the Toppers. Nokomis winners over Father McGivney tonight, 58-24. Andre, off to McCamick, it's good for Dylan. 7 for McCamick. Toppers pushed the issue there, got the fast break bucket. Now Niehaus, quick trigger three, nothing but air, and the rebound down to Vogel. And Drake is fouled from behind by Austin Niehaus. That was a frustration foul for Austin. It will be his third, team's eighth, and send Drake Vogel to the free throw line. That is not what Litchfield was looking for. Not the shot they wanted, and certainly not the foul they wanted after the shot. You see it all the time, though, no matter the level. You miss a shot that maybe you shouldn't have taken or thought you should have made, and you inevitably commit a quick foul on the other end. Free throw for Vogel is good. 24 points now for Drake Vogel after he had 23 on Saturday. Hit six threes on Saturday. Hit seven threes in the first half here tonight. Free throw is good. Drake gets the pair. He has 25, and we are tied at 58. 6:15 to play. The Route 16 rivalry. Blaine Stewart for three. Missed it. Long rebound out to Tekin. Three on one. Fast break. Jace. Slip pass. Andre. Layup. Good. Toppers have the lead. 15 for Andre. Beautiful fast break. 60-58 Hillsboro. 6 minutes for the ball game. Here's Corso on the left wing. Back door. Finds McGill from outside the paint. Rattles it down. Blake McGill. Good touch on that shot. Tough shot. Off that short baseline, a dozen for McGill, tied at 60. Between the circles, Tekin. Lazy pass, and Andre able to save it, and Jace picks it up in midcourt. Topper's very fortunate there. Tekin rises from 8 feet, left it short. Here come the Purple Panthers in a hurry with John Corso. Matush in his hip pocket, rejected by Gavin out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. Matush timed that perfectly. He didn't try to stop Corso. He just simply followed him down the floor and rejected the shot. Corso now to throw in. Stewart wide open for three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Andre. He might have been too open. That happens sometimes for a shooter. Andre rises up, fouled on the floor. But he'll be to the free throw line on the ninth team foul. Clock will stop. 5:17 to play. The foul on Brady Bishop, his third. So three on Bishop, three on Niehaus, three on Boston. That is a concern for Drew Logan and the Panthers. Austin Niehaus back in. Brady will come off the floor. I do think that's the first time he's come off tonight. And it's more to protect him from foul trouble than anything else with 5:17 to play. He won't be over there long. Free throw for Andre. Good. 16 for Andre. He's 6 of 7 at the foul line tonight. Made his last six. Did I jinx him? Yep. Never fails. Rattles out. 61-60 toppers. 5:10 for the ball game. Here's Corso. Wild shot fading to the right. Almost got it to go. Kicks off the back heel. Rebound down to Tekin. Jace head up the floor. Here's Andre. Drives left baseline. Rises up over Boston short. Offensive rebound to Matush. Andre goes flying. Matush's follow, no. Matush might have knocked Andre down. Corso brings it out for Litchfield. Matush jars it loose from Corso. Hillsboro picks it up with Andre. Steps through and a block on Litchfield. A frenetic pace here. End to end we go. 10th team foul. They're going to get the personal on Blaine Stewart. That'll be his first. Back to the free throw line goes Nick Andre with the toppers leading 61-60. Free throw for Nick. Good. 17 now for Andre. More importantly, a two-point lead for Hillsboro. Brock Bellever will check back in, the 6'3 senior, replacing Dylan McCamick. Hillsboro led by three after one. Litchfield started the second quarter in a 10-0 run, led 43-37 at the half. As Andre gets the second toss to go down, he has 18. Litchfield led by five after three. And now Hillsboro leads by three with 4:44 to play. Andre will get a breather. Dylan Smale back into the contest for the Toppers. In the road, black uniforms tonight. Litchfield in the home whites. Litchfield is the sixth seed. Hillsboro the 11th seed in Pool C. Stewart rises from 18, no. Rebound to Corso, and he's fouled. They'll get Bellever. Fifth team foul of the half on Hillsboro. Just their seventh team foul of the game. They will get the foul on Tekin, his second. Baseline out of bounds for the Panthers and Corso. Corso looking, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. He had nowhere to go. He tried the safety valve out to Niehaus, and he tried to lead him, but he led him too far. It took one bounce, and out of bounds it went. Andre back on the floor. He'll replace Smale. Nick barely had enough time to get a beverage over there. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. What a gutsy effort from Hillsboro here tonight. They're up by three. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Tekin on the left wing. High post to Matouche. Back in the corner to Jace. Tekin drives baseline. He's blocked and fouled. It's on Niehaus. It is his fourth. Stops the clock with 4:17 to play. Foul shooting in the fourth quarter. Critical. As Tekin at the free throw line. Jace has 4 points. Toss good. That makes it 64-60 Hillsboro. Brady Bishop back to the table. He will check in, or will he? No. Tekin already had the ball. They're not going to let Brady check in. Didn't get there in time. Free throw for Tekin. Good. Now Bishop can come into the ball game. He will replace Austin Niehaus in those four personal fouls. 65-60 Hillsboro. As we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Corso on the left wing being guarded by Smale. Spins away from Dillon, then lost the handle, picked up by Matouche. Gavin, fast break. Layup good with the left hand for Gavin Matouche. He has six. Used a little hesitation there. 67-60 toppers. 3:55 for the ball game. Stewart, corner. Corso for three, can't get it. And the rebound down to Matouche. Ripped away by McGill, and the follow won't go. Offensive rebound, Corso, no, and he's fouled. Matouche was double-teamed underneath his own hoop and just had it taken away by Blake McGill. That eventually leads to the free throws for John Corso. Matouche called for the foul, his second, team's sixth. Free throw for John off the heel and no good. Litchfield had 43 points at the half, just 17 points in the second half so far. Smale and Bellever out. McCamick is back. Vogel is back. Free throw for Corso, no good. And the rebound down to Tekin. John missed the pair. And here comes Jace into the front court. Toppers up by seven. They have the ball. 3.5 minutes ball game. Matouche rises and hits from the right elbow. Gavin Matouche with eight. He's got the last four for the Toppers. And they have a 9-point lead, their biggest of the night. McGill on the baseline to Anthony Boston. On the left wing now with Blaine Stewart. Had it poked away from behind, but a foul on Drake Vogel. That puts Hillsboro over the limit. Second personal on Drake. 17th foul on Hillsboro. Stops the clock with 3:17 to play and sends Blaine Stewart to the free throw line. The 5'10 sophomore. The free throw is good. Stewart now has 13 points. He's 3 of 3 from the foul line. He's knocked down 2 3 balls tonight. Both those came back in the second quarter. It was a 25-point second quarter for Litchfield. As Stewart knocks down the second free throw, he has 14. 7-point lead for Hillsboro. 3:10 left in the game. Matouche left elbow. Turns and faces. Now he'll give it back to Andre at the volleyball spike line. Nick Andre handling out near midcourt. Bishop and McGill extending the top of that 2-3. Jace, one dribble, pulls up and knocks it down. Jace Tekin with eight. He stroked that with confidence. Here's McGill, quick trigger on the three, too strong, and the rebound down to Tekin. And Jace is fouled back there by Anthony Boston. Fourth foul on Boston. Double bonus for Hillsboro, 2:47 to play. We'll be at the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow, the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Gillespie and Southwestern at 6:30, Staunton and Mount Olive at 8 o'clock. That is boys action tomorrow night live here on FM 106. You can find our entire broadcast schedule for the week at WSMIRadio.com. Free throw for Tekin, good. Now we're going to have some more games here from the McGraw Invitational coming up later in the week. That is to be determined at this time. Free throw good for Jace. He gets the pair. He has 10. 73-62 toppers. 2:40 to play in the ball game. Bishop for three. Got to have it, and he got it. Brady Bishop with 15. That was deep off the left wing, and Drew Logan takes a timeout. 2:39 to play in the ball game. Hillsboro 73. Litchfield 65. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Toppers have the ball, up 73-65. Hillsboro 12 of 14 from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. Vogel out near midcourt, hands off to Andre. Litchfield's gone man here. not much of a choice this stage of the ball game. Andre off to Matouche. Back to Andre near midcourt. It's more of a, actually, they're not man. It's more of a matchup zone right now, it does look like. Thought it was man, but I was mistaken. McCamick on the baseline gives it back to Tekin. On the right wing, Jace is fouled on the pass. Of course, with McGill helped Jace to his feet. As Tekin has worked his way back to the free throw line. Four total fouls in the first half. We were over that number early in the third quarter. The free throw for Jace is good. 11 for Tekin. The foul went on John Corso, his first. Second free throw is good. A dozen for Tekin. Now 14 of 16 from the foul line in the quarter. Corso on the spin, wild shot, no. Offensive rebound, Niehaus. He hits the deck and he was fouled. Exactly 2 minutes left in the ball game. They will get Andre on the personal. Eighth team foul, fourth personal on Nick Andre. Drake Vogel hit 7 threes in the first half, one off of the single-game tournament record. He has not had a three-pointer here in the second half. Free throw for Niehaus, good. Drake has just 2 free throws in the fourth quarter, 1 field goal in the third quarter. He has 25 points, 21 of them in that first half. Free throw for Niehaus, off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, check that. Defensive rebound, Andre, as Niehaus went over his back trying to get that rebound, and that will be the 5th personal foul on Niehaus, and he will foul out of the ball game with 8 points tonight. Andre back to the free throw line. He has 18 points this evening, and 10 of those points from the foul line. He is 10 of 12 at the stripe himself. 2 shots here, and it's short. Just keep my big mouth shut about how good someone is from the foul line. The announcer jinx. It shouldn't be a thing. It isn't a thing. But, man, it sure seems to happen a lot. Free throw for Andre. Good. Gets 1 out of 2. He has 19 for the game. And Dylan Smale will check in, replacing Andre. So a little offense for defense now for the Toppers. Andre has those 4 fouls. A 10-point lead for Hillsborough, 76-66. Minute 50 ball game on the baseline. Bishop in the corner. It goes to Blake McGill. Top of the key to Blaine Stewart. Blaine Stewart back to Bishop. 100 seconds for the game. Litchfield needs to go quickly. Bishop right side of the key. Left wing with Stewart. Into the hands of Corso on the left baseline. Drives baseline. High off the window. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Matouche, and he's fouled. Good strong rebound in there by Gavin. 90 seconds to play. They're going to get Blake McGill on the personal. That should be his third. 76-66 Hillsborough. Toppers lost to Taylorville Saturday, 94-76. Right now, 76 has them out by 10. Free throw is short for Gavin. That first game on Saturday, that is the highest scoring game of the tournament so far. Second free throw, good for Matouche. She gets 1 out of 2, 9 points for Gavin. 77-66, Hillsborough with the lead. Clock running, 85 seconds to play in the game. Blaine Stewart off to Blake McGill. McGill, high post to Boston. Into the hands of Bishop. Brady rises for 3, hit on the release, and 3 free throws for Bishop. They'll get Tekin on the foul. Third foul on Jace. Brady did a good job there of kind of flailing his legs and arms out to make sure he got that call. Very heady player, the 5'10 senior. Free throw good. 16 for Bishop in his first game since the opening game of the year. Purple Panthers very happy to have Brady Bishop back. Free throw good. 17 now for Brady. Andre and McCamick return for the Toppers. Smale and Belliver out. We're at the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night for boys action. Gillespie Southwestern at 6:30, Staunton Mount Olive at 8. Both games live right here on FM 106 as Bishop gets the trifecta. He has 18, 77-69 toppers, 70 seconds to play in the game. Litchfield will go for the quick steal, then they will have to think about fouling. They'll trap Andre. Nick gets it away to Vogel. Drake Vogel back between the circles to Tekin. Jace Tekin. Little dribble weave action off to Matouche. Gavin pivots around, knocked away, gets it back, bounce pass to Tekin. Inside of a minute to play. No foul yet. And here it comes. It's given on Matouche. Boston and Corso both in the area. Who will they assess it to? If it's Boston, it's his fifth. They will get John Corso with his second. Matouche at the free throw line. Gavin, 9 points for the ball game, 1 of 2 at the foul line. Free throw is good. 10 for Matouche. Hillsborough will be next to impossible to catch if they make their free throws here over the final 49 seconds. Belliver and Smale back. McCammack and Andre out. Offense for defense. Or defense for offense, I guess, is the case would be this time. Free throw for Matouche. Good. Gavin knocks them both down. Back to a 10-point lead. 45 seconds and counting for the ball game. Brady Bishop on the right wing. Little hesitation dribble. Gets into the paint. Left-hand layup block. Picked up by Boston off the baseline. Puts it up and in. 10 for Anthony Boston. Clock running. Half a minute for the ball game. Vogel steps through trouble. Are they going to get in for the palm? Yep, they will. He carried it right over the defenders he split. 15th Hillsborough turnover. 8-point lead for the Toppers. 31.3 seconds for the game. Litchfield needs a lot of things to break their way here in the final 31 seconds. First, they need a three right here and now. Bishop gets into the paint and draws the foul. That will work. Stops the clock. 25.7 to play. The foul on Andre. That's his fifth, and Nick is fouled out. He will leave the ball game with 19 points this evening. If they would have called the foul on Andre, that would have been the case. They got it on Belliver. Free throw for Bishop, rattled out. That thing spun around the world twice and then seemingly stopped on the front of the rim before it kicked out. Yeah, the foul on 21 Belliver, not 11 Andre. Free throw there, good for Bishop. He has 19 points for the ball game and a timeout on the floor. 25.7 seconds left, 79-72. Hillsborough leading Litchfield. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Following the timeout, Toppers get it in, and Andre quickly fouled by John Corso. 23 seconds left in the ballgame, a 7-point Hillsborough lead. And this is going to be a come-from-behind victory if the Toppers can hang on. They led by three after one. Litchfield started the second quarter on a 10-0 run, outscored Hillsborough 25-16 in the second to lead 43-37 at the half. The free throw for Andre is good. 20 for Nick Andre. Litchfield then led by five after three, but the fourth quarter has been all Hillsboroughs. They have hit the 80-point mark. Second free throw, no good, rattled out, and the rebound down to Anthony Boston. Clock running, 18 seconds. Litchfield needs points, and they need them quickly. Bishop on the attack, draws the foul. They'll call it on the floor, so it'll be one in bonus for Brady Bishop with 14.9 seconds to play. So do you make both these tosses and hope to get the quick steal? Do you make the first toss, then miss the second toss and hope to get the offensive rebound? Lots of decisions to be made. Just 14.9 seconds to play. And that was the 10th team foul on Hillsborough, so the officials went over to the table to confirm that it is the double bonus. Bishop's toss, good. 20 for Brady Bishop. Down by 7. Will he miss on purpose? He took a quick look to Drew Logan on the bench to see what the plan was. And he made it. I think he was trying to make it. In it goes to Andre, quickly fouled by Bishop. 13 and a half seconds to play. 80-74, Hillsborough leading. High-scoring ball game here tonight between these Route 16 rivals. They will meet again, final game of the regular season. That'll come up February 21st at Hillsborough. And the way it looks right now, it will be the rubber match for the season series. Free throw good for Andre. He has 21. McCamick out, Beliver back in. Hillsborough scored 76 in the loss on Saturday. Right now they have 82, leading Litchfield by 8. 10 seconds for the game. Down in the baseline, McGill can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Matouche from Corso, and there you go. That's the final. The Hillsborough Hilltoppers knock off the Litchfield Purple Panthers 82-74 here in the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. 82-74, Hillsborough wins it over Litchfield here tonight. A very strong fourth quarter as Hillsborough puts up 31 points in the money quarter. They win it 82-74. 21 of 26 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter were the toppers. They finished 25 out of 33 for the ball game. Drake Vogel with 25 points, hit 7 threes in the first half, winds up one shy of the single game tournament record. He has 13 threes through two games. The tournament record for three games is 15. The four-game record is 19. So Drake Vogel in a very good position to make a run at that three-point record here at the Invitational. 22 points tonight for Nick Andre, a dozen for Jace Teakin, 11 for Gavin Matouche, 7 for Dylan McCamick, 3 points for Dylan Smale. For Hillsborough, with the win, they are now 6-13 on the year. They are 1-1 in pool play. For Litchfield, with the loss, they are now 8-10 on the year. They fall to 0-1 in pool play. So the way pool C looks right now, it will be Litchfield and Taylorville tomorrow night at 7:30. If Taylorville wins, they're in the championship bracket. Hillsborough will be in the fifth-place bracket. Litchfield would be in the ninth-place bracket. If the Purple Panthers were to knock off Taylorville tomorrow, then all three teams in Pool C would be 1-1, all having beaten each other, so we would have to go to the tiebreaker. Scoring-wise for Litchfield tonight, 21 for Brady Bishop in his return, first game since the first game of the season after that ankle injury. So a great game for Bishop in his return with 21. 14 for Blaine Stewart, a dozen for Blake McGill, 10 for John Corso, 10 for Anthony Boston, 8 for Austin Niehaus. It was a very balanced attack tonight for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They just did not have an answer in the first half for Drake Vogel. Then they could not keep the toppers off the foul line in that fourth quarter. Hillsborough scored 31 points in the fourth, 21 of them from the free throw line. So a fun ball game here tonight sees Hillsborough beat Litchfield 82-74. The season series now tied at 1. In the first game tonight, we had on the air, Nokomis beat Father McGivney 58-24. So Nokomis is 1-0 in Pool D. Father McGivney finishes pool play at 0-2. They will play in the ninth place bracket on Thursday. In Pool B, Ramsey will be in the ninth place bracket on Thursday. They finished pool play 0-2 with that loss tonight to Civic Memorial. So tomorrow night, you've got Painham, CM, Nokomis, Gateway Legacy, 6 and 7:30 respectively. Both games will be played in Panther Gym. The winner of those games will be in the championship bracket. Simmons Gymnasium tomorrow night. Greenville Triad at 6. Litchfield Taylorville at 7:30. Of course, we'll be at the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night for boys action. The 102nd Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night. Gillespie Southwestern at 6:30. Staunton Mount Olive at 8 o'clock, both games live here on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Also, Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night from Purdue, 5 o'clock with the pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Thanks to Mark Elvers and all his staff here at Litchfield for their hospitality. Treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on the broadcast throughout the season. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. It was a fun doubleheader tonight. The first game was a running clock. Nokomis beat Father McGivney 58-24. Game two was another track meet for the Hilltoppers as Hillsborough beats Litchfield 82-74. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. As we have enjoyed our night here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, I am Tim Eyes, and we say so long from Litchfield.